Welcome to Water of the Word, the radio ministry of Pastor Steve Hadley of Harvest Family Fellowship in Reno. Join us today as Pastor Steve continues through a verse-by-verse study of the book of Zechariah. Though written more than 500 years before Jesus, this powerful little book has much to say about today's headlines, as well as deep insight into the Lord's work and ministry in the lives of believers right now. So come on along. May we all be refreshed and inspired as we are washed by the water of the Word.
And if you study any political science or physics for that matter, what's the old term? Nature abhors a vacuum. And in political science, it's just the same thing. Where there is no centralized power structure, power will take control. And I just wonder, is this the precursor, the unsettling of the whole Middle East that will precipitate some sort of war that we have described in Psalm 83? I don't know. But I do know that even last year at this time, in the midst of the Arab Spring, and certainly before the Arab Spring, to see a lot of these things transpiring didn't seem like it could make logical sense. Yet today, it looks certainly uncertain. So with that, I believe with all of my heart, you guys, we are supposed to be ready. And I know that Jesus got on the scribes and the Pharisees during his time. You guys know the thing, red sky at night, sailor delight, red sky in the morning, sailor take warning. You're good about that, but you are not correctly discerning the time in which you're living, Pharisees. Teachers of my word, by and large, my people are ignorant of the time that I am here. On Palm Sunday, I'm going to show up on the 10th of Nisan. 173,880 days from the decree of Artaxerxes. Jesus showed up on the Mount of Olives triumphal Sunday right on time. And by and large, the people of Israel missed it. And you know what Jesus was saying? Shame on you, teachers of Israel. You didn't warn them. And I feel this very real and sober responsibility. If Jesus were to come back in the form of the rapture, and then soon after that, the Bible clearly talks about there's going to be this decree that's going to come from some man from Europe, more likely Assyria, or what we would call the Anatolian Peninsula. And he makes a deal or enforces a deal, and suddenly a temple is going up in Jerusalem, and I and my family are safely ensconced in heaven in the rapture. You missed it. And a large majority, perhaps in this room, God forbid, weren't with us. Oh, I shudder to think, as God perhaps would look at me and said, Steve, I gave you the scriptures. I surrounded you with some of the greatest teachers. Did you know some of the greatest Bible teachers who have ever lived are alive today? John MacArthur, Pastor Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler. All the ones that leap to your mind that you would say, man, they're awesome. It is not happenstance or accident that some of the greatest Bible exposition that has ever taken place is available for a download on your smartphone. And all of these signs pouring out, the greatest being Israel is suddenly a nation again in 1948. I pray and I hope that it is becoming solidified in our minds that we are living in these actual days that I'm about to read for you. Are you ready? This is the triumphal entry, verse 37 of chapter 23. O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as hens gather her chicks under her wings. But look at this. You were not willing. Because I gave you 300 prophecies that I was coming this first time. Your house is left to you, what's the word? Desolate. For I say to you that you shall see me, Messiah, Jesus, no more until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Chapter 24. Now let's skip down to verse 4. That really shook up the disciples, and some of them came to him privately saying, what were you talking about? When will these things be, was one question. What will be the sign of your coming, number 2. And then what will be the sign of the end of the age? And here he comes, chapter 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. If you will, in your margin write, seal number 1. If you can see it, if you're sensitive to it, Jesus is giving us the outline of the book of Revelation, the 7 seals. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's seal number 2. Verse 7. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. That word there is ethos. The ethnic peoples of the earth will be fighting other ethnic people. Seal number 3. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Seal number 4. Or if you will, the pale horse. Verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation to kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. These are tribulation saints, if you will, Revelation 6, verse 9, or seal number 5. Verse 12. And because lawlessness will abound, anarchy, seal number 6. Now verse 13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved through those 7-year tribulation. Verse 14, now let's pay close attention. For this gospel of the kingdom will be preached unto all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Kingdom now, or dominion theology, teaches that Jesus isn't going to come back till the church has taken the gospel to every nation. Not so. Right in your margin there, Revelation 14, verse 6. Because what? An angel is flying through the skies preaching the gospel to every nation and every tongue. Now verse 15, we're now going to arrive halfway in the middle of this great tribulation. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Daniel in Daniel 9, Daniel 11, and Daniel 12 prophesied this abomination of desolation. And at this point, when Jesus is speaking, 200 years in front of this was that Antiochus the 4th character. That was the abomination of desolation. Isn't that what you're speaking of? Jesus is saying what? No, people, that Antiochus was a dress rehearsal. Another one is coming. Who do we know him as? The Antichrist. When this Antichrist sets up a statue of himself, 2 Thessalonians tells us he'll do that. That's when the midpoint of the Great Tribulation happens. The first 3.5 years, the Jewish nation embraces this human as their Messiah. Isaiah prophesied that Israel, the leaders of Israel, would make a covenant with hell itself. 3.5 years in, something happens. And all of Israel goes, dude, you are not our Messiah. I believe it's when he probably receives his head wound, is miraculously raised, and then now all pretexts are off. In Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says that Satan is thrown to the earth, and all the demons as well. No longer do the demons and Satan have some sort of access to the heavenly places. And they are confined, the Bible says, to the surface of the earth. Is that bad news for the humans? Because Revelation 12 says, and he goes berserk, because he knows he has but a short time. 3.5 years, to be exact. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, standing in the holy place, whosoever reads, let him understand. You just read it, right? Now you got to understand it. Ha! Psych. Verse 16. Then, when this happens, Let those who are in where, everybody? Jerusalem. Flee into the mountains, and right next to there, Petra, with a little question mark. Let him who is on the housetop, don't even go in to take anything out of the house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Do Gentile peoples care about the Sabbath? Who is this people that he is talking about? Not the church. It's Israel. Verse 21. For then there will come great tribulation, the last 3.5 years. Jacob's trouble, says Jeremiah chapter 30. And by the way, who are Jacob's people? Israel, or the Jews. There will be great tribulation such as not been seen in the beginning of the world until this time, nor even shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. That's a technology statement, by the way. How is this possible with bows and arrows? Is it possible today, however, with nuclear arsenals? But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And some will say, ha, the elect is only talking about Christians. Write in your margin, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. Quote, Israel is my elect. Verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, don't believe it. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, show great signs and wonders. To deceive, if even possible, the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Skip down verse 27. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, that's how this coming of Son of Man will be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now write in your margin there, Zechariah 14, verse 3. Let's go to Revelation very quickly because we need to see this. This is very important. Revelation chapter 12 is also going to talk about this. Quickly, Revelation 12. Midpoint in the Great Tribulation, we have seen six seals come to fore. The seventh seal is about to pop, but the seventh seal contains seven trumpets, and the seventh trumpet contains seven bowls. So we're at the midpoint of the Great Tribulation, chapter 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. If I had time, I would show you that this is very likely the star constellation Virgo. And at certain times of the year, the sun is, she is dressed in the sun with the moon at her feet. And more specifically, Rosh Hashanah. Don't have time to develop that. Let's keep moving. And on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Right in your margin there, Genesis 37, verse 10. Always the Bible is its own best explainer. Who are the 12 stars? Genesis 37, verse 10 tells us they are the nation of Israel. Verse 2. Then being with child, some people say that this is the church. This is not the church. The church is described as the bride of Christ. And if this is the church, she's in big trouble because she'd been messing around and got knocked up. Okay? This isn't the bride. Who is this? Then this woman, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great, fiery, red dragon. Verse 9 tells us who this fellow is. That's Satan. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, this ties him together with the beast, the human, the Antichrist, and 7 diadems on his head. We have tapes on this if you want to go into better detail. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. Who were the stars? These are going to be the angels. However many angels there are, a third of them went with Lucifer. And it's those fallen angels that we deal with on a regular basis that we know as demons. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child. Who is the woman? And who is the child? I'll just tell you, the woman is Israel. Who did Israel give birth to? God told us that when he spoke to Eve in the garden in Genesis 3. The Messiah. She bore the male child who was to rule the nations, all the nations. Who is that, everybody? That's the Messiah. With a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. When did that happen? Right in your margin. At the ascension. When Jesus... Verse 6. Then the woman fled to the wilderness. Right in your margin. Petra? With a question mark. Where she has a place prepared by God. The caves and the caverns and such. And there's only one way to get in there. That little narrow seek about a half a mile long. And I remember when I was in Petra and they were telling us this story. I remember looking up and saying, well, that doesn't mean anything with helicopters. I wonder if an EMP burst has disabled the machinery, because one of the descriptions of the kings of the north is they're all on horses. And we think, that's quaint language. We all know it would be mechanized infantry. Would it be if an EMP pulse or many had been burst over these battlefields? Where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her 1,260 days. You know how long that is? 3.5 years. The last half, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole post-rapture world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before God, look, day and night. You mean Lucifer has access to heaven? Until this time. Verse 11, and they overcame him, the tribulation saints. How? By the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even unto death, because to be a follower of Jesus during the Great Tribulation very likely will cause most their death. And in here also, Zechariah 14, the 2/3 of Israel. Verse 12, therefore rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath. At this point, he demon possesses the human of the Antichrist. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman. Who is that? Israel, who had given birth to the male child, the Messiah. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. That's what Jesus was talking about, right? Petra? And also write Isaiah 16, verse 1 through 4. Let me read this to you. Also prophesied 700 years before Jesus. Moab, which is Petra or Jordan today. Hide the outcasts. What outcasts? These fleeing from Jerusalem. That Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation, don't even go to the house. Get to the mountains. Petra, the outcast. Hide the outcast. Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab, and be a shelter for them from the face of the spoiler. Who do you suppose that is? Where is Petra? In Moab. Verse 15. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth, swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman. He went after her in Petra, no good. And he went to make war with the, what does it say? The rest of her offspring, that's the Jews. Now write Zechariah 14, verse 1. And quickly now, let's go to now Zechariah 14, verse 1. Now this will make sense. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, And your spoil, Israel's spoil, would be divided in your midst. For I will gather how many of the nations? All of the nations to battle against Jerusalem. Where? The cloistering point, the gathering point, was all of this 1,600 furlongs of the Jezreel Valley down to Petra. And they're all gathered where? Against Jerusalem. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken. Oh my. Jerusalem is going to look like it's going to go down? Yes. The house is rifled. The women ravaged. Half of the city will go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off. Why? Revelation 14, verse 20. Yes, let me read it to you. Revelation 14, 20. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat the one like the Son of Man, having his head on his head golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. So he thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into a great winepress of the wrath of God. The winepress was trampled outside the city, Jerusalem, and the blood out of the winepress was up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. We put it all together for you. There's coming a time, we saw it in Revelation 19, we looked at the end of the book, Jesus comes back on a white horse and we are with him. But before he gathers us, you know where he goes first? He goes to, the Isaiah says, Basra. Why is he going there? Revelation 12 told us, that's where the remnant is. The Antichrist goes after the remnant and he is supernaturally turned away. He gets mad. He turns back around. All of the armies of the world gather in this valley to the north and to the south for 180 miles, all coming against Jerusalem. And for a season, it looks like they are going to lose until... That's Revelation 19. Why is blood spattering his clothes? Because he has put the sickle in and have destroyed all of the armies arrayed against God's people, Israel. But remember, were we with him, by the way? What did our garments look like? We didn't fight that battle. Verse 4, and in that day his feet shall stand on the what, everybody? The Mount of Olives! Two times the glory of the Lord left from where? But he is so faithful, loved ones. If you've chased the Lord out, so to speak, and he left your Mount of Olives, call unto him. He will return. Verse 4, and in that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem to the east, and the Mount of Olives shall split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move to the north, half of it toward the south. More on that next week. Let's all stand together, shall we? Amen, you guys. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your Bible. It has clearly laid it all out. Father, make us good students that next week when we take apart and look in great detail this campaign of Armageddon, and all the prophecies related to it, Lord God, and how that will figure into our current day newspaper, then, Lord, don't let us be silent anymore at the water cooler, at the gym where we work, at the student union where we have our lunches. We were made by you, Lord, for such a time as this. Let us get educated and understanding. And I know, Lord, you have people in our life, you have moved on their life, that they will listen if we share. In Jesus' name, and all those fired up about God's soon return said, Amen.
You've been listening to the Book of Zechariah with Pastor Steve Hadley of Harvest Family Fellowship in Reno. We hope these Old Testament truths have been helpful models of just how powerfully God works right now in the life and ministry of every believer. If you missed any of today's message or would like to hear it in its full, unedited format, you can watch this or any of Pastor Steve's teachings at our website. just visit us at harvestreno.org. That's www.harvestreno.org. Come join us Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Harvest is located at 350 South Rock Boulevard in Reno. Until next time, Pastor Steve encourages all of us to follow Acts 2:42 and Word, Worship, Prayer, and Fellowship every day. May the Lord bless you and keep you as we are washed by the water of the Word.